Trotskyism, counter-revolution in disguise, continues. He says, as a result, the peasants were actually supporting the country in those crucial years, and the government, to use Lenin's expression, gave them promissory notes. It promised them a better fate in the future. When the war was finished, at least in its major aspects, when the Republic seemed to be secure, at least for a while, it became obvious that the continuation of military communism was an impossibility. He continues, it was necessary to strengthen the alliance with the middle peasants, which had become strained under the pressure of military communism. It was necessary to lay the foundations of socialist construction. So lay the foundations. So why was it necessary to introduce markets in order to lay the foundations of socialist construction? Well, he goes on, in the first place, the country under the Soviets had to learn how to produce. The peasants had to be given the incentive to increase their crops, and this could be achieved only when they were allowed to sell their goods in the open market. So he's saying it's an incentives issue. He goes on, this necessitated the legalization of the open market. In order to get out of the horrible economic stagnation, it was necessary to encourage even private industrial production. And of course, we'll talk about how much of that was allowed under the new economic policy. So this is a pro-Soviet Marxist writer saying it was necessary to reintroduce selling in the open markets for the peasants in order to encourage them to actually produce.